This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. House voted again to defund Planned Parenthood. During the debate, candidate for House Speaker Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy spoke on the House floor in defense of innocent human life. Cecile Richards clearly thinks that rich people, if they are women, should be exempt from criticism. International president of the giant abortion concern criticized the hearing into Planned Parenthood abortion specimen sales as sexist, after legislators criticized, among other concerns, lavish spending of federal tax dollars. A new USA Today poll claiming that Americans don't want to defund Planned Parenthood runs into problems when it encounters another Reuters poll. In a nutshell, the two polls show that asking people ignorant of current events will get you different results than from those who know just a little. This week's poll found 65% support for Planned Parenthood. Reuters found a 39-34% opposition to Planned Parenthood funding. This is Life News Radio.
New feminism wants women to be truly free. In the support of the dignity of her womanhood, new feminism empowers a woman to be in control of her whole self. New feminism desires women to be fully respected and to be able to thoughtfully choose when to have children, but not in disdain of her womanhood, but in total recognition of it. Lighting the way to a culture of life, theguidingstarproject.com.
Those Planned Parenthood investigative videos are enough to get one person behind the investigation kept out of Australia. Troy Newman is not welcome in the country to speak to a pro-life group. And forensic video researchers combing through those videos have enough evidence to declare them to be free of tampering, despite what detractors try to say. This has been Life News Radio.